Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And now, back to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You know whose birthday it is?
It is David Lee Roth's birthday.
No, nope, very close, right next to him on guitar. Eddie Van Halen. Yeah. Oh. Born on this day, 1957 in Amsterdam.
He's not celebrating today, I'm sure of that.
No, he is not.
On Tuesdays on this show, we always welcome Ask the Dom here. He takes your legal calls. He helps out our listeners. And I said last year, I said towards the end of the year, next year I'm going to lead the charge in Tampa Bay to get rid of those telemarketing calls. And then I found out that Dom had Billy Howard on the show, who is the consumer protection lawyer, and that there was a show where they talked about going after these people who are harassing you on the phone, and I was unaware of this. So I talked to Dom, and Dom said I could probably get Billy to come on the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard him in the last break. We welcome Billy back to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing great. And, you know, before we get started, I want to tell you that I have a little voice envy of, you know, about you. You know, people always say that, you know, my commercial comes on, they hear my voice. And, like, you're the same way. When I hear that voice,
it's sexy, right?
Like, where's it coming from? Yeah. It's kind of a Barry White thing, man. You got it going on.
I like it. Thank you. Well, listen, I'm excited to talk to you today because I, like most of the United States, have been bombarded with these phone calls where we're getting most of my calls. I try to answer them all, and I answer them, and they are silent for a second. Then it goes, nosotros tenemos, and it just goes right into Spanish, and I'm like, I just hang up because I know that there's no winning there for me because, one, I don't know what they're saying, and, two, I don't know where the origin is coming from. Then a lot of them will go a recorded message. Lately, it's been solar panels, okay? It's been a pre-recorded phone call where a super white guy is like, hi, my name is David, and I am here to tell you about solar. And then it'll look for your prescribed responses. I assume you're the homeowner, right? And then it'll just take your answers, and it'll keep answering. And then if you stay on long enough, it'll actually transfer you to someone else to set up an appointment to come to your house to give you an estimate for solar panels. That's where I think we got them. Am I right?
All right, man. There's a lot to unpack there, brother. Okay. So these robocalls are fun to go after. And, you know, in your segment, in the lead-in, you said we got to take them to court. And that's really the trick. I have, you know, for the past 15 years been going after robocallers, and I've gotten people close to $1 million for these robocall cases.
Wow.
Walking away with $500,000 in their pocket, a free house, free car, because, you know, you can have a robo dialer and you can call 1 million people in 1 hour for less than a penny.
Wow.
And that's what a lot of these banks and debt collectors do. And unless you have somebody's express consent to use a robo dialer to call their phone, it's an automatic $500 fine. And if they do it intentionally, if you can prove that in court, then it's $1,500 per call. So I've had clients that have gotten 10,000 calls. So it's been a lot of fun making these guys pay.
Let me ask you real quick. Let me interrupt you. Okay. What is the difference between intentional and unintentional? Like, if they're calling you, isn't that intentional?
are you sure you're not a lawyer? I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, that's what I say in front of them. I said, Judge, they're about to get up here and tell you somehow that what they did when they called my client 10,000 times, that somehow that wasn't intentional. Although in deposition last week, they said they didn't do anything wrong, and everything they did was according to their policies and procedures. So, yeah, every call, I think, is intentional, and that's why I went out and got the 1500percall.com, because every damn one of these robocalls are intentional and should be worth up to $1,500 per call.
Wow. Okay, so now what is the first step? Now, this is great not just for me. I mean, I'm going forward with this, but other people listening in the audience. So for me, I mean, I would imagine when I get the Spanish phone calls, I'm just hanging up because we don't know the origin of the country. We don't know I don't even know what they're saying to me. I would imagine I'm screwed there, right?
Well, maybe. So the trick is, like you said, is you got to be able to take them to court. And if it's some dude in, you know, his mom's basement in New Jersey, no offense to all my peeps in New Jersey, or somebody overseas, it's difficult. Now, if you have a company, the last case I settled, Mike, was a case where somebody sent a text message without consent. We settled that case for $3.5 million. My client who got three text messages, because he was my class representative, he got $20,000 in his pocket. Plus, he got what the other almost 50,000 people in that class got. They all got up to $1,000.
Wow.
Now, he didn't know the company, but it turned out to be an international company that we were able to track down, knock on their door, and say, good morning, you have been served. So that's the trick to trying to, you got to find somebody with money. It's like being in a car accident, someone rear ends you, but they don't have insurance and you don't have insurance. You're kind of screwed because there's no money there. Now, here's what I've been doing recently. We have been going after the phone carriers. Whatever phone carrier you have, they should not be allowing those messages you just talked about. They know when those messages get transferred across their carrier that they're scams. They know where they're coming from. They know they're getting blasted out at, you know, a million calls per 2 minutes.
Right.
They know that that is not a legitimate company. That is a scam of some sort, whether it is the extended warranty or that bitch Rachel from Card Services, if I'm allowed to say that. But you can't allow scam calls to go through. So there's really two paths at this point. Number one, let's find a legitimate company, and then you can get the $1,500 per call most of the time. And then you got to find a you know, what carriers are allowing these to go through.
All right, so let me ask you, so I'm going to start this now, okay? So today when I get off this show, I'm sure sometime around 11 o'clock my phone will start ringing with numbers that mirror my number, that are very pretty close to, you know, six or five of the same digits my number has. I'll know right away that that's a scam, and I'll take the phone call. And the phone call will be an automated voice thing. And then what should I do? How long? Like, I know when I go, all right, let's talk to a real person, and I hit it, and the guy's like, hello, my name is Patrick. I know I'm screwed at that point. I just hang up, right?
Right.
All right. So,
well, you know what? Maybe ask Patrick to tell you what company he's calling from,
okay,
and what's their website. Now, if you can do that, then you may be able to track them down, because some of these home flippers and other ilk of illegal callers sometimes have legitimate companies down the road.
Right. So if I get a local company that is willing to come out and give me a solar estimate, and I get them to the point where I actually have an appointment with them, I got them at that point, right?
I think you got them, brother.
What do I need to record? What do I need to present as proof that this is happening?
Right. So you are not allowed in Florida to tape record a conversation unless that person knows about it. You don't need their permission. You can just say, hey, Patrick, I'm tape recording this call. So the good news is the phone companies have some information. And so you can prove that somebody called you at 8:54 on Tuesday morning.
Right.
It's just a matter of tracing them back, which you alluded to a little bit earlier. That's something that's going into place right now. It's making these carriers maintain their records so you can trace them back.
Okay, so I get a call today. First of all, I'm going to screenshot the incoming call. It'll give me the time and the number that's calling me. Then they're going to give me an automated guy that's going to talk me through until he says, hold on, I'm going to send you to my supervisor, and he's going to arrange for somebody to come out there. At that point, you have to do a little acting. You don't want to be like, what's the name of your company and what's your website? You want to go, hey, I am interested in solar. Hey, by the way, what is the name of your company? And let me give a number where I can call you later when I talk to my wife. That's when you're gathering all the information. Then you call Billy. And you say, this is what I got, and then we're on the way to suing these guys. Now, my goal here is not to try and make money, but although that would be nice, my goal is to get these things to stop. I mean, my phone is relatively useless. I'll never answer a phone call that I don't recognize the number because 98% of them are fake phone calls.
Yeah, that's right. So what you want to do is you want to get paid for working, and you want to stop them. And so the way to do it is to find a company's name. And, you know, I fight over money all the time. And, you know, and we just did that little segment about a civil theft. You can send a letter and you got to pay me triple in attorney fees if you don't, you know, give it back to me. The bottom line is if you want my money, then you're going to tell me what company you are.
Right.
And so if then you can, and everybody has a website, and then all of a sudden, voila, you actually have a real defendant. You don't want to give them money, but as a consumer advocate, it is certainly advisable to try to go down that rabbit hole a little bit to see if there is somebody, a brick and mortar, that you can knock on their door and say, hola,
yeah,
here to sue you.
Let me tell you, I'm the worst enemy because I'm a guy who has patience, and I have time. So while I'm sitting there waiting for my son to get out of football practice or baseball, or whatever, and I'm getting phone calls, this is my project now, and I'm going to be the liaison between you and my listening audience. And I want to help shut them down. I want to help it. I want to end it, and I want to walk away with some of my listeners making money off of this. I think this is great that you're doing this. Another question for you: you brought up recording phone calls. You can't in this state do that without them knowing it. Blah blah blah. If somebody is to call me and say, a lot of times they'll say, this call may be recorded for whatever reason, training purpose. If they notify me that they're recording the phone call, can I then go ahead and record my end of it?
It's just safer. I get the argument. It's safer just to say, hey, this call may be recorded also.
Okay.
All right. And that way your butt's covered. And, you know, I'm the same way. I take phone calls all the time. I'm out at my son's football practice. I'm taking calls all the time. I see if there's somebody quickly. I say, hey, can you just give me the name of your company? If they don't do that, then you can hang up and pretty much move on to the next one. But these home flippers and these solar panels, there is a business there. They are going to come out to your house eventually, and that's when you got them. I mean, yeah, it's not a gotcha like, hey, you're coming out to my house. Make sure I'd like to know who you are. So
right,
get that information and we can do it.
Well, I'm going to start this project today, immediately after the show, and I will contact you with the information that I gather over the next couple of weeks, and then I'd like to go forward with this, and we can mark the progress on the air so that other people who are being harassed the same way can follow through the same way, and hopefully, if we can't get them shut down, then maybe we'll make some money for some of our listeners.
Yeah, and we want to do both. And Mike, let me suggest this. Remember that when you're talking about robocallers, you're really just talking about the system that delivers the message. So text messages are included.
Yeah.
So there's a case right now in front of the Supreme Court called Facebook versus Do Good, and it's all about a text message. This guy gets a text message. He tells them to stop. They continue. And these new judges at the United States Supreme Court are considering the defense's argument, which is to make all robocalls legal right now. Which, if all robocalls were legal, there will be a apocalyptic flood of robocalls and texts. Right now, they're illegal. You know, you can get $1,500 per call. So we also need to be talking to our congressmen and telling them that we want the robocall laws that we have to stay in place.
Yeah. Yeah, because right now, they're the only ones allowed to use robocalls legally, right, for political reasons?
No, they're not allowed to either. They just do it because...
What?
Yeah, all these robocalls and texts, they're all illegal. Now, I'm not the biggest... Look, here's my rule. I sue everybody except politicians and sports teams. I just don't think that's a good landscape. So, yeah, any political... If somebody is using an auto dialer mic, they have to have your permission.
Oh.
Period. If somebody is texting you with an automatic dialer, they must have your permission. So
let me tell you, Bill. I got a text from... I don't remember if it was Biden or Trump. I don't remember. And they said, hey, Michael, do we have your support? And I wrote back, F off. And when I wrote back, F off, they actually wrote back to me, you don't have to use harsh language. We'll just remove you from our... And I went, oh, my God, I didn't know anybody was really answering these. But they're not allowed to do that. I wish I would have saved that.
That's right. But you know what that is? That's some clown in his mom's basement in, you know, New Jersey that's doing it, sending, you know, calling just from a list, doing it singular.
Well,
doing it by hand. So that's not an automatic one, most likely.
Here's some things we learned today. First of all, Billy hates New Jersey. And second of all, I would be happy to meet up with these people in court just so I could say, okay, so we don't have a case, it's cool, and I just get to punch that guy in the parking lot. I would be happy with that, too. So, all right, give out your email address again, please, because I'm sure you're going to get a bunch of people with questions and hopefully a bunch of lawsuits.
Hey, I would like to say I love New Jersey. My law school roommate was from New Jersey. We went up there and hung out in Plainfield. It's one of the most beautiful places in the country.
That's funny.
I tracked somebody down one day, Mike, to his mom's basement. So that's what I like to. That's the example I like to use. So my email is billy@theconsumerprotectionfirm.com.
Great. And if for any reason you don't remember or you screwed up, you can always go to AskTheDom.com or call Dom's office, 813-251-5550, and ask Dom, say, I heard your friend Billy on the show. I'd like to get a hold of him, and we'll figure it all out. Billy, thank you, and I hope to be in touch with you in the next couple of weeks with some solid information, and we're going to have some lawsuits ahead of us.
Hey, I'm looking forward to that. And if you can't remember the consumerprotectionfirm.com, you can send it to me at billy@1500percall.com, because that's what every single one of these damn robocall cases are really worth. Just like you said, aren't these all intentional? And you bet your ass are all intentional.
I got to tell you, it's quite annoying, and I'm glad there's a way to fight back. Billy, pleasure talking to you. Thank you. And Dom, of course, thank you to you. Dom will be here tomorrow night on his show right here at 102.5 The Bone. And make sure you tune in and listen to that. We must take a break. It's a Mike Caltas show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening. Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.